From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in the region.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus and its surrounding areas. The U.S. says Kurdish forces have given assurance that they will return east of the Euphrates River. The U.S. State Department is continuing to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from terrorist groups in Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially to areas close to the Syrian border.
Nesta jornada para me defender do impeachment.
Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive was a coup. Rousseff is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. U.S. actor Gene Wilder has died. He was 83. Wilder's nephew said Monday the actor-writer died earlier this month in Stamford, Connecticut, from complications from Alzheimer's disease. Wilder starred in such comedy classics as Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This is VOA News.